there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. The young changemakers I interview on this podcast care about a wide range of topics and issues. Mental health is certainly something we have covered on the show, but my guests today, brothers Vic and William from New York, approach the issue from an entirely new perspective. As we move through Mental Health Awareness Month, I'm delighted to amplify their nonprofit, Fish Hut, which empowers youth to get outdoors and encourages the many mental health benefits of fishing. Welcome back, everybody. I am super excited to introduce you to my two new friends who I can honestly say are doing something in a space that I have not featured on this podcast ever before, and that is fishing. I have Vic and William, and they started this incredible organization called Fish Hut that they're going to tell us all about. Hey, Vic. Hey, William. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about you, William?
I'm also good.
Great. So why don't you tell us more about yourselves, just where you live, where you go to school, how old you are, what grade you're in, and all that good stuff. And then one of you can kick it off and tell us all about Fish Hut, how this got started, the inspiration, the spark, all of that.
Yep, that's perfect. So I'm Vic. I'm one of the co-founders of Fish Hut. And something that I'm really passionate about is fishing. And I know my brother can talk about his experiences through fishing as well.
And how old are you guys? You're not twins, are you?
No, I'm 16.
And I'm 14.
You're 14, William. Okay. And where are you guys from?
New York.
Oh, wonderful. Me too. Okay. So does that mean you are a sophomore and a freshman, or a junior and a freshman?
Sophomore, and William is in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Okay. Awesome. Wow. You guys are really young. So start from the beginning here. Tell us everything, William. How did this get started?
Yeah. So basically, from a young age, me and Vic, like, we've always loved to go fishing outside. So, like, there's actually a pond right, like, really close to us. And we'd always go out there, like, after school and just, like, kind of relax and also, like, just start fishing. And every day we would do that. And it was just, like, a really large passion that we've had since we were really young. And, like, we have also learned about how, like, fishing also had, like incredible mental health impacts on youth. So basically, it really helps youth, like, de-stress and also relax. So Vic can expand on that.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep, exactly. So even from our own experience, you know, when we would go fishing after school, I would notice that, you know, it really helped us de-stress. It didn't matter whether we caught something or not. The act of immersing ourselves in nature was something that was able to make both of us kind of forget maybe the test we had the next day and all of that anxiety that comes with, you know, being a high schooler in this day and age. And something that we've also learned through our research is that, you know, studies by the National Alliance on Mental Illnesses and Harvard Medical School have published articles outlining the benefits of fishing on youth mental health. So that's kind of why we started Fish Hut. We're trying to use fishing as a way to help mental health in youth. And we do tons of programs, and William is one of the best person to talk to about this since he runs a ton of these programs.
Wow. That's amazing. Go ahead, William.
Yeah. So some of the programs we do are, it's the Fish Hut Builder Program. So basically what we do is these fish huts, they're basically boxes with all the materials you need to do to go fishing. So we would put them out in like nature parks or like libraries where ponds are nearby. So basically kids can come in, get the gear that they need, and just immediately start fishing to help them relax. So our Fish Hut Builder Program, actually, we get boxes and we basically give them to local schools or nurseries. So then the kids there, they customize it for their own community. So basically we're like letting the kids in their own community kind of personalize like each box. So each box is very special. We also host fishing festivals and also fishing events. So soon we're actually going to have our newest like free ice fishing event in Minnesota. And we're planning to have tons of kids going there. We're also going to have a bunch of ice fishing tents, and it's just going to be like a really great experience. And we're also going to have our summer fishing festival.
So just to be clear, you do both ice fishing in the wintertime, if you live in a place that's cold enough, right, and has to be super cold because the pond or the thing you're fishing has to really be solidly frozen, right? We need to be super careful about that, right? Because if people go out on the ice and they want to fish, but it's not totally frozen, they can fall in, and that's very dangerous. And also you're talking about fishing during the summertime or the spring when so tell me more about where this got started for you both. I will assume that someone in your home fishes, because I don't think that two young boys are just going to be like, hey, we're just going to go fish. So do you have a parent or a neighbor or a friend who said, hey, boys, why don't you come and learn how to fish?
That's actually something that's kind of key to our movement. So growing up, neither of our parents go fishing. Nobody in our family goes fishing, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
I think it was us when we were, 5 or 6 years old. We saw some guy or a family fishing. I remember it clearly. It was actually on the Hudson River in New York. And I was like, that's so cool. I really want to try it. And thankfully, our parents were able to afford to get us fishing rods and we could go fishing. And that's something that we're, tremendously grateful for. And it directly, links into our mission at Fish Hut, because we know so many other kids don't have the opportunity, or they don't have mentors to help them, through life's endeavors or even go fishing, which is why at Fish Hut, that's kind of like our entire goal, to provide kids with the materials they need to go fishing. Because I know for a fact, me and William didn't have, someone teaching us how to go fishing. And I think it would be super beneficial if we had, an older brother, an older sister who could teach us how to go fishing, which is kind of what we're trying to do at Fish Hut.
Right. That's amazing. William, how do you pay for the items that you put into the boxes? So what kind of fundraising have you done? Or do you have donations from folks who make fishing poles and all of that good stuff? So how do you finance all of this?
Yeah, so we get a bunch of donations from like people, and we also get corporate sponsorships from like Dick's Sporting Goods and Shields. So like Dick's Sporting Goods and Shields, they would donate like boxes and fishing rods. So I think that's a really key part of that. And also for the fishing rods, we've also gotten like fishing rods from other people. So in our nursery school, in Mamaroneck Nursery School, a lot of the parents who had like fishing rods laying around, they'd actually donate it to us. So then we could put it inside the box and kind of like reuse fishing gear that wouldn't really be used.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. You could probably have kind of these donation drives all over the place, right? That people might have fishing gear that they're not using. I'm curious about the branch or the one up in Minnesota, you said. So tell me more about that, Vic. How did that come to be? You guys are here in New York State. How did you find someone in Minnesota to do this?
Well, we actually used to live in Minnesota. Our mom lives in Minnesota. So whenever we went there, during the summer, the fishing in Minnesota is incredible.
Sure.
Ice fishing is wonderful as well. In New York, it doesn't get that cold. So in Minnesota, it's really the perfect place to go ice fishing. And thankfully enough, our event, we were lucky enough to partner with REL Fishing. They're super experienced and everything. So we were able to set up a perfect ice fishing event that we're going to have hundreds of kids come to this year.
Wow, that's really awesome. So tell me more about the boxes that you're putting out in the community. So I think you mentioned that you sort of set it up and let the kids decorate the box themselves and kind of take ownership of it, which I just love. How are you partnering with the schools or the organizations? Like, where are those located? Is it a Boys and Girls Club? Is it in a local elementary school, nursery school? Like, and how do you find those connections?
Oh yeah. So, we've actually partnered with Mamaroneck Nursery School, which I've talked about again. So basically it's like an awesome school, and we kind of contacted their like, main like principal, kind of like the leader of their school. And they agreed to have basically one of their class periods dedicated to like decorating this box. Cause it's kind of like part of their, daily curriculum, as they like to do like arts and crafts and things like that. So like they can draw things, like paint the boxes. So like that kind of adds like a personalized touch to each box.
Absolutely. So if someone listening to this was, had a school or a Boys and Girls Club or something and wanted to do the same thing, could they kind of contact you guys and set something like that up?
They definitely could. We're always looking to expand. We're in over 3 states now. We've impacted over 55,000 youth across the United States. If they were to contact us about their school, we would be more than open to that. You could always send us an email at info@fishhut.org or shoot us a DM on Instagram at fishhutandcompany.
Wow, that's awesome. And so just so I understand, the materials that are in the box are meant to be reused over and over and over again, right? This is not kind of a one-shot deal, right? So the box sort of lives at Mamaroneck Nursery School, for example, and different kids could take take them out, almost borrow them. Like it's a little library. So borrow the fishing pole and all of the equipment and then put everything back. Is that right? Is that kind of how the model works? Wow. Well, that's amazing. And I'm so impressed. 55,000 young people. That's incredible. How long have you guys been around?
So we've been running Fish Hut for almost 2 years now. In our first year, you know, we saw exponential growth. At the start, it just started out with me and William. You know, we were doing everything ourselves. And as we grew, we were able to get volunteers to help with our events and sponsors to help more events happen. And I just think it's been such an outpouring of support from the community that has allowed us to, you know, truly expand Fish Hut to lengths we've never seen before. And we want to keep on growing all through 2025 and in the future.
That's amazing. And I love that you found volunteers. So were those volunteers the folks who are helping you? Are they young people who knew how to fish before? Or are you also teaching your volunteers how to fish?
Yeah, so for our volunteers, we're accepting volunteers for Minnesota Free Ice Fishing Festival. We actually have a bunch of volunteers already signing up to volunteer. And we're mainly aiming for youth to volunteer because it's kind of like a youth-led organization. So
absolutely.
Like kids kind of teach other kids. So that's one of our important aspects. And then also we accept anyone, whether or not they have fishing experience, because even if they don't, they can still help out in every single way.
Right. They can help to do the orientation or the registration or to make the hot chocolate or something, you know, if you're having events, right? There's lots of roles for volunteers. Well, I just think this is really wonderful. And Vic, I just think I want to go back to where you started. The stress of being a young person today, especially after the pandemic, you know, the isolation, we don't really go out into nature very much. We're all sort of staring at our phones. I just love this. I think that the mental health benefits probably start with the fact that fishing, by definition, requires you to go outside and be in nature and not be staring at a television or a screen or a computer or a phone. And so just to be there and to listen to the birds and to have the sun on your face, I just think the mental health benefits start there and probably go on from there in terms of the patience that it takes to stand there and wait for a fish to bite, right? And maybe dealing with the disappointment, right? I have gone fishing and you can be out there for a long time and not actually catch anything. And I think, unfortunately, young people have this instant gratification, right? They want something to happen right now. And fishing is sort of the opposite of that, wouldn't you say, William?
Yeah, it's kind of like patience building too. Because you're just casting your rod out and you're hoping that a fish would bite, and it kind of teaches youth to kind of wait for the moment when a fish strikes, so that, and then when you catch a fish, it's really exciting for youth to do that.
Yes, right, it's sort of worth the effort, right? It's worth the time that you put into it, and that kind of teaches us that sometimes the best things that you're going to get in life are the things that you're going to have to wait for. Well, guys, I think this is really wonderful. I'm so glad that we found each other and that I could highlight this story. I just think it's fantastic. Vic, can you tell us where folks can learn more, your website, your social media handle, all that good stuff? And I'm sure they can reach out through those platforms. So how can we learn more?
Yep, for sure. So our website is going to be fishhut.org. On our website, we do have, a large banner saying we're accepting teen volunteers. If you're listening to this and you would like to work with us, we're always accepting volunteers. We're a PSVA certified organization. So we have all the credentials to help you just hit the ground and start working with us right away. And I think it would be an incredible opportunity if you're looking to go make a change in your community as well. So make sure to hit us up at fishhut.org is our website. And then on Instagram, fishhut and company. Yeah.
Fishhut and company. Awesome. I'm going to put all of that in the show notes. Well, Vic, William, thank you so much for sharing this with me. It's really wonderful. I'm wishing you the best of luck. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.